Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're 50 days into the Biden administration, and here's what we know we have in this country. We've got a border crisis that they're refusing to admit even exists. We have gas prices that are skyrocketing, which, of course, Joe Biden won't answer questions about. We have unemployment rates that we are now seeing are stagnating, which is not a good sign. We have opioid deaths that are rising in this country, and they're refusing to talk about that. We also have Syria that we're dealing with in an international conflict, including carpet bombing them over there. I'll give you more details. And we have a warning from our U.S. military that our military has been attacked by the Biden administration, and we're not ready now for a major attack against another country, for example, like China, that they say would absolutely win if we got into a war or a major conflict with them right now. Schools and churches are also still closed. Why? Because liberals and the unions and others have decided that the two biggest threats to our freedoms in this country are churches and schools educating our children. And more kids are in cages now at the border than ever before. I'm using their words, cages, because that's what they called them under the Trump administration. Now, all this is happening in the first 50 days of Biden being in office, and Biden won't even hold a press conference to answer any of the questions. But there's some good news. We had a big press conference, a statement to the United States of America, disguised as a press conference, about the anniversary of COVID-19. And we got some of our freedoms back, possibly. That's right, we have some of our freedoms back, possibly. President Joe Biden has come out and said that if you'll just hurry up and get your vaccine, then he'll tell you after you get your vaccine what you can and cannot do. And he also has something else you're going to love. The carrot in front of the horse, right? If you do everything I tell you to do, you might actually get to have a barbecue on July 4th and celebrate your freedoms, but at a limited, of course, capacity of number of people. Wait a second. You're telling me that if I get my vaccine, that I still have to live under you keeping America shut down? Okay, I'll scratch my head on that one. You're telling me that if I do what you tell me to do and get my vaccines, that possibly you might give me, quote, some of my freedoms back by July 4th, and I might be able to have a backyard barbecue in my own backyard on the property that I own with a limited number of people that you arbitrarily decide that number. Man, this sounds exciting, doesn't it? Now, this is not a joke. This is Joe Biden telling Americans that you will get a list from him of what you can and cannot do once you're fully vaccinated. You better hurry up and do it, because otherwise I might take away July 4th and your Independence Day altogether. Take a listen.
We will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
Hold on. Wow. That's impressive. I was told the entire time, and I guess you duped us, that if I got the vaccine, we could actually go back to life. Now you're going to tell me what I can and cannot do? You're going to issue further guidance as a dictator of the United States of America on what I can and cannot do once I am fully vaccinated? When do we get our rights back? Like when does that happen? Can anyone answer that question for me in the Biden administration? Oh, wait, you guys won't take questions. So I can't get that answer from you. This is what a press conference sounds like in Venezuela, in Russia, in the Middle East. One, it's not a press conference. It's a disguised press conference. It's a statement with no questions being allowed to be asked from the press. And then you do what dictators do. You dictate to the American people little crumbs, right? You do what I tell you, here's a crumb. You do something else I tell you to do, here's another crumb of your freedoms. We've now turned our freedoms into crumbs, little itty bitty bits of heaven if you do what I tell you to do. And we will tell you what you can and cannot do once you're fully vaccinated.
In the coming weeks, we will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated to lessen the confusion, to keep people safe, and encourage more people to get vaccinated. And finally, fifth, and maybe most importantly, I promise I will do everything in my power. I will not relent until we beat this virus. But I need you, the American people. I need you. I need every American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you.
I need you, folks. I need you to give me all of what I'm telling you. I need you to give me everything that I've told you to give me. I need you to do what I'm telling you to do, because if you don't, you get no crumbs of freedom. But if you do, I might give you July 4th. I might give you the whole holiday. Well, of course, in a limited way.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity, and to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point.
Here's your crumb, by the way, of freedom. You can hear it, right? He's telling you what he needs you to do. It's not hyperbole. I need you to do this. I need you to do everything I tell you to do. And then I'm going to give you this, folks. Don't worry. I'm going to give you something. You do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to give you a crumb, a minion of the freedoms that you used to take for granted, that you gave to us so easily because of a pandemic.
If we do all this, if we do our part.
By the way, there's not if we do all this. He should say it intellectually, honest way. If you do all this, because Joe Biden's got all his freedoms, he can have a barbecue with however many people he wants. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He's in the government. He's the president of the United States of America. Joe Biden doesn't have to go by these rules. Joe Biden will have his 4th of July celebration at Camp David or his house or on the lawn of the White House, whatever he chooses to do, because he doesn't have to play by the same rules he's telling you that you have to play by, because he doesn't have crumbs of freedom. He has total and absolute power as a dictator right now to do whatever the hell he wants to do in the United States of America while he tells you what you can and can't do, including on the 4th of July. So here's your crumb, folks. You get vaccinated. You get your neighbors vaccinated. You do everything I tell you to do. And, quote, we will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once you are fully vaccinated. And if you do that, here's your crumb of freedom that you might get.
If we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families, and friends.
Hold on. There's a chance, folks. Listen to this. We picked an arbitrary date that's meaningful to Americans. Think about this political mind screw on you, this manipulation on your mind. There is no data or science that's backing up this arbitrary date of July 4th. There isn't. There is not a single bit of data. There is nothing in what he just said. Choosing the date of July 4th, I should say, excuse me, July 4th. There's nothing in there at all based on data, based on information, based on anything that makes any sense at all and why we picked that date. It's an arbitrary date. Why? Because it's a political date. It's a date politically chosen by the left. They say, well, arbitrarily, if you do what we tell you to do, guess what? You might be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you might get your freedoms back, and we're going to give you a date that will pull on your heartstrings, July 4th. We might, just might, get to have a semi-normal day before we tell you to go back to doing everything that we tell you can and cannot do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
day.
The thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right.
And then
right.
You get into right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden's appeal to the American people is, all we got to do is just do this together. Remember, this is personal. This is emotional. If we'll just do it together and listen to me, I'll give you crumbs of your freedom back. And I've got the best crumb you could ever imagine. And that's the 4th of July. So just do it with me, folks, and I might let you barbecue. I might let you barbecue on your own private property, in your own backyard, with your own family, of course, in a limited number of people.
If we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
Okay, is it something truly special if I can't have my independence from the government dictating and telling me what I can and cannot do? If you're still getting to tell me how many people can be in my backyard at my barbecue around my grill, I call me old-fashioned. Doesn't sound like something that's very fun to me or all about freedom to me. Really doesn't. In fact, it kind of sounds like the complete opposite of freedom. And it sounds like what you're telling me is you're going to give me a taste of my freedom, a crumb of my freedom, and then you're going to take it back from me. Doesn't sound like a big free day to me anymore. Doesn't sound like a bunch of freedom to me. Sounds like a dictator, a tyrant telling me I must concede to everything you tell me to do. And if you do, here's a little crumb for you. Here's a little taste of freedom that you can get your hands on only if you do what I tell you to do. And of course, he acts like we're all in this together, right? This is we're all in this together. We're not all in this together. He's not in this with us. There's no in this together with any of this. This is a guy who's decided I'm going to grab power and grab it in the biggest way possible. And I'm going to dictate to you how you can and cannot live your life even after you get the vaccine. That's not freedom. That's the opposite of freedom. That's dictatorship. That's government tyranny. When they tell you what you can and cannot do and who you can and cannot eat with still a year and a half afterwards, even after you get your vaccine, this is not about anything but power. It isn't even about COVID anymore. It's about control. Total control over your life. So then there's the next step, right? To keep people in fear, because you control people by fear. That is how you control people. You control them by fear, by terrifying them, by making them think that if you don't do what I've told you to do, you'll never see freedom again. If you don't believe me, just listen to Joe Biden in his own words, right? This is his words, his address. He's reading off the teleprompter.
But to get there, we can't let our guard down. This fight is far from over. As I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen. Conditions can change. The scientists have made clear, and we've got work to do to ensure that everyone has confidence in the safety and effectiveness of all three vaccines. So my message to you is this. Listen to Dr. Fauci, one of the most distinguished and trusted voices in the world.
Got to dispute that, by the way. Dr. Fauci has lost, I would argue, almost all good faith, goodwill, and credibility when it comes to me. This is a guy that told you don't wear masks. This is a guy that told you to wear masks. This is a guy that told you that masks weren't effective. This is a guy that told you to wear two masks. Then he told you three masks. And he told you you can't go back to school. Then he said you could go back to school. This guy's been all over the place. And not once has he ever admitted, by the way, in the process that he was wrong. Like, hey, we got it wrong. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, we screwed up. Hey, it was an accident. Oops, we didn't know what we were doing. Hey, we were doing the best we could. I would actually give him more credit. I really would. If every once in a while he would just come out and say, hey, we really screwed that one up. We're doing the best we can. Hey, we really screwed this one up. Hey, we got it wrong. Remember, Fauci's the guy, just put your mask on, just flatten the curve in 14 days. Put on two masks, flatten the curve for 6 weeks. Hey, I need you to flatten the curve by not seeing your family. Hey, I need to flatten the curve by you not having Thanksgiving. Hey, I need you to stop going to Christmas celebrations together. Hey, I need you to wear your mask inside your home. I need you to wear your mask inside your car. If this is the best in the world that we've got, we're screwed, folks. We are totally screwed if this is it. This is, if Fauci is the guy and that's who I'm supposed to listen to. We'll never get our freedoms back, including your backyard barbecues. But don't worry. Just do what I tell you to do, and it'll all be fine.
He's assured us the vaccines are safe. They underwent rigorous scientific review. I know they're safe. Vice President Harris and I know they're safe. That's why we got the vaccine publicly in front of cameras, so for the world to see, so you could see us do it.
Because we say they're safe. I don't know if the vaccines are safe. I think they're mostly safe. We have no data on long-term effects. There are some X factors here, and we should be intellectually honest about that. Okay, there are a lot of things we don't know about these vaccines. We have no idea the long-term of impact it could have on you. We have no clue the long-term effects of these vaccines. We have no long-term data. This was done on the short. Now, I'm not saying you don't get the vaccine. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm not going to get the vaccine. But the idea that you can just look in the camera and tell everybody that they're safe forever and ever, amen, is just not accurate. There may be some issues that we find out down the road. And we won't know until probably years down the road what the true safety outcome is of these vaccinations. I'm not saying that in a paranoid way. I'm just being honest. But to just look and say, they're safe. I know they're safe. They're safe. We did all this study. You did a lot of work. This warp speed, by the way, there was full credit should go to Donald Trump for that, was done because we understood that the risk reward here with a vaccine was worth the risk. I would argue right now for many people in many categories that are at high risk, the risk reward is one that you've got to take a look at. Right, for people that have died, the 500 plus thousand that died, I think they would argue, hey, the risk reward for me would have been well worth it, right? Would have been easily worth it. There's a risk reward here. But don't look at me and tell me that, A, Dr. Fauci's the man, and don't look at me and tell me that this vaccine, there is absolutely no chance that there could be some sort of effects down the road. Don't look at me and lie to me and expect me to then trust you. But this goes back all back to power and control. You notice how the finish line keeps getting moved, right? We've now moved the line from, it started with just wear your mask for 14 days. Then it was just shut down your schools for a week or two. Then it would shut down your schools for a month. Then it would shut down your businesses for a week. Shut down your businesses for a month. Shut down your businesses for a couple months. Well, if you just shut everything down for 3 months, for 5 months, for 8 months, for 9 months, for 10 months, for a year, and now we move the line again. Get the vaccine, become fully vaccinated, and ta-da, we will then tell you and give you a list of what you can and what you cannot do. Those are the exact words of the President of the United States of America.
We will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
That is not what was supposed to happen. So everybody needs to ask the question, why? Why is it now that even after I get vaccinated, you're telling me that you're still going to tell me what I can and cannot do? It'd be a great question for somebody in the media to ask the President of the United States of America, who still hasn't had 50 days in a one-on-one press conference. Because he didn't have to, because the media is not forcing him to, because the media is not going to attack Joe Biden, the savior of the Democratic Socialist Movement, which the media loves. Imagine if Donald Trump went into hiding for the first 50 days he was in office. Oh my gosh, there would be such hell to pay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds 2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
right.
And then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only does Joe Biden try to tell you that he's going to keep us safe, that he's the guy that's going to protect you, which is just total crap. And I'll give you 3 examples of just news stories in the last 24 hours that prove my point that this government, the idea that they're going to keep you safe, the idea they're going to give you your freedoms back on July 4th, the idea that they're going to give you a new list of what you can and cannot do after you get the vaccination, and how ridiculous it is. Just look at these 3 stories in the last 24 hours. Minneapolis protesters have set up a new autonomous zone. Where's the government? Right? And they're going to set up a new country now in Minneapolis. That's happening in the last 24 hours. You got a courthouse that's been torched and attacked, a federal courthouse in Portland overnight. Couldn't see that coming because they said it was going to happen and they can't even keep that safe. And no one's calling that an insurrection. No one's blaming Antifa or Black Lives Matter for this attack or saying that everybody's a terrorist and they should be declared domestic terrorists. No one on the left is denouncing this type of terrorism, of course, because they weren't at the courthouse. It doesn't matter. And then this one is my new favorite one. We got word today that at the actual Air Force One base, an intruder was able to get in and walk around without anyone noticing him for hours in a what the government is now calling a, quote, highly unusual breach of security at the actual airbase that operates the Air Force One presidential aircraft. Apparently, an aimless intruder, as the AP puts it, went undetected for several hours and walked on and off of airplanes on the flight line for hours, several hours, before he was detected. And you want to know what it took to give him away? You want to know what this country who's got all this safety and security and they're telling you what you can and cannot do? This is how, I mean, I'm sorry, this is hilarious. You got rioters setting fire, damaging the federal courthouse in Portland. No one stops them. You got autonomous zones, little countries being now set up in Portland. And you got a dude that's walking on and off of all of our planes on the airbase that operates Air Force One for hours. And the only thing that gave him away where they were like, hey, this guy doesn't belong here, was the fact that he was wearing, you ready for this? Ears. Mouse ears. Like Mickey Mouse. Yeah, it was the quirky headgear that gave him away. He was wearing what an Air Force investigative report released today described as a bright red or pink cap that partially covered his ears and had distinctive balls on top that looked like little mouse ears. So Mickey Mouse is walking around for hours on and off of our airplanes on the flight line where Air Force One is, and that's and this is the United States of America under Joe Biden. Set up a new country anytime you want to in Minneapolis, we won't stop you. Torch a courthouse in Portland, we won't stop you. Be Governor Cuomo, by the way, who's out there with all of these new allegations, we won't stop you. We won't even speak out against you. Women of the Democratic Party totally silent after, what is it? A member of the Believe All Women? Me Too movement, where are they? Nowhere to be seen. It's one of their own, right? We're not going to go after Cuomo because it's all about politics, not about women. An airman in the operations office at the Joint Andrews Air Force Base saw the man on the flight line and became suspicious because of the headgear, like a guy walking around like Mickey Mouse. He then decided it was a good idea after several hours, the guy walking around, to call security. Officials say it's not that big of a deal, right? Because he never got that close to Air Force One. I'd love to see the video to see if that's actually true, because I'm going to call a little bit of BS. If I'm there walking around for several hours and Air Force One's right there, there's a good chance I might walk over and see it. Quote, to be frank, I'm just being honest. We had no idea we had an unauthorized civilian on the base who could have roamed around for a lot longer if it had not been for the particular airman that figured out he doesn't quite fit in. That's what the Air Force Inspector General, who briefed reporters on the findings, had to say. This intrusion was reported the same day by the Air Force, which opened an internal investigation to determine how it happened and what could be done to minimize chances of a repeat offender, another Mickey Mouse coming on the base. The probe found three main security failings, not one, not two, but three. Guess what? It all started with human error. By a gate security guard who allowed the man to drive onto the base even though he had no credentials that authorizes access. Hours later, the man walked undetected onto the flight line by slipping through a fence designed to restrict entry. And finally, he walked into and off a parked airplane without being challenged, even though he was not wearing a required badge authorizing access to any of the restricted areas. So dress up like Mickey Mouse and you might be able to get on Air Force One and take a selfie. It's just amazing. So put all that into perspective. I want you to think about all these three things. Torching a courthouse, federal courthouse in Portland, setting up new cities in Portland, these autonomous zones that don't have to deal with American laws, they say, and a dude walking around like Mickey Mouse getting on Andrews Air Force Base looking at all these planes, and you want me to believe that Joe Biden is really in charge right now? And that he can tell me what I can and cannot do in my own backyard. Maybe you should look at Andrews Air Force Base first. Maybe you should look at the courthouse as second. Maybe before you start telling me who I can cook out with, maybe, just maybe, you ought to look at actually doing the basic duties of your job instead of telling me what I can and cannot do as an American on the 4th of July. And by the way, I'm doing my barbecue. And if you think you're going to come into my backyard and you think you're going to count people, sorry, bro. It ain't happening. Part of the reason why I know it ain't happening is because I live in the South and Southern states where we actually understand freedom, and we don't allow tools like you to tell me how many hamburgers I'm allowed to cook for my family members on the 4th of July. And no one, in my opinion, should ever be allowed to hold the 4th of July hostage and use it as a crumb of freedom, a carrot in front of the horse to try to get me to comply with your insanity. And if you think you're going to be able to bully me around after I get the vaccine, no, I'm not going to comply with whatever you're telling me to do then either. I'm going to laugh in your face. And others should do the same. And governors are, by the way, thank goodness they're allowing us to laugh in their safe. Because, and again, go back to July 4th. Let's ask this question, Dr. Fauci. Let's ask this question from a guy that will not take questions. Don't forget that. He will not take questions. Joe Biden has not had a single press conference. But let's ask this question for real. Let's ask this question of him. Why'd you pick July 4th as an arbitrary date that we might be able to have our freedoms back? Why not July 3rd or July 2nd? Because if the CDC is all about science, what if things get better quicker? Why would you peg it all to July 4th? Why give an arbitrary date that is meaningless if we're really making our decisions, as they put it, quote, based on science? Because it's all supposed to be about the science, isn't it? Isn't that everything? It's all science related. That's what they've been selling us. That's what they've been telling us. That's what they've been saying is everything. Like, this is all science. It's all about the science, folks. We're going to follow the science. Well, then how did you come up in a scientific way with July 4th as a day to give me my life back? You told me we get the vaccine and I get to go back to normalcy. And now you're saying, no, the vaccine's not really, this isn't really how it's going to work, and we're going to change the way it's done. It's not that simple, is what you're now telling me. Wow. Get ready, folks, because there's a lot of us that are not going to put up with this crap any longer. I'm not. I'm going to cook as many hamburgers as I want to for as many people as I want to on July 4th, and I know that my state's going to protect and defend my rights. That's what I know. All right, one more thing. I need a little help from you guys, and that is, please make sure you tell your friends, other conservatives, about our podcast. Please take a screenshot of listening to the podcast and post it. Tag us on Instagram and on Telegram and on Twitter. We have been kicked off of Facebook, and we do need your help now more than ever. So if you would please make sure you do that. Tell your family and friends, please take a screenshot of our podcast and tell others about it, saying, hey, listen to this great podcast. We would appreciate it as big tech has come after us. I'll see you back here tomorrow on our podcast. Thanks for listening, as always, and thanks for supporting us, our sponsors, and thanks for telling your family and friends about us. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.